A massive inverted mountain with a city built upon it appears in the southern sky over Tamriel, floating impossibly through the air. This is Umbriel, and its arrival marks the beginning of a nightmare. In the swampy port city of Lilmoth in Blackmarsh, young alchemist Anaig Hoynart and her Argonian friend Myrglim first hear rumors of this floating island from terrified merchants. When ethereal tendrils descend from Umbriel into Lilmoth, harvesting the life essence of its inhabitants and leaving behind only empty shells that rise as mindless thralls, Anaig and Glim attempt to sabotage one of these soul-stealing conduits. Their efforts result in their unexpected transportation into the city itself. What they discover inside defies natural law, a self-contained ecosystem operating on alien principles, with strict hierarchies from lowly kitchen workers to mysterious lords. Most disturbing is the revelation that Umbriel's denizens cannot exist outside the city's influence, sustained by the very souls they harvest. As the floating city continues its inexorable path northward across Tamriel, leaving devastation in its wake, Anaig and Glim realize their unique position inside might be the world's only hope, if they can survive long enough to understand and expose the true nature of this threat. In the Imperial City, two contrasting characters face Umbriel's approach. Prince Atrebus Med exists in a bubble of manufactured heroism, handsome, charismatic, and beloved. He believes his victories come from personal skill, unaware his father has orchestrated all his adventures, ensuring his safety while building his reputation. Colin, a newly promoted inspector for the Panitas Oculatus, the Empire's intelligence service, stands opposite. He harbors no illusions about his position, accepting it to support his ailing mother despite moral concerns about being an instrument of the Empire. When Aneg's mechanical bird delivers a desperate message about Umbriel, Atrebus sees a chance for genuine heroism. Defying his father, he sets out with his guard, only to be ambushed and captured by mercenaries. There, he faces a crushing truth. Every adventure you've ever had was staged, every enemy paid to fall before your sword. This revelation begins his journey toward authentic courage. Within Umbriel, Aneg and Glim are separated and forced to adapt. The city operates on a rigid caste system with lords at the top and servant classes below, all powered by the Ingenium, a soul-powered engine keeping Umbriel aloft. Aneg works in a kitchen under cruel Chef Kijne, where cooking involves distilling essences that affect consumers on spiritual levels. The lords don't merely eat food, they consume experiences and sensations. Aneg's alchemical knowledge helps her rise by creating innovative metagastrologic dishes that transform as they're tasted. Glenn is sent to the Sump, an underwater reservoir where his Argonian physiology lets him breathe. There, he meets fellow Skraws who maintain underwater systems and seek his leadership against oppression. They discover disturbing truths. Umbriel's inhabitants begin as proforms, worm-like creatures receiving souls from the Ingenium. None can leave without dissolving, as they exist partially in oblivion. The city follows a predetermined path towards some unknown destination. Atrebus is rescued by Sol, a red-eyed Dunmer, intent on destroying Umbriel or returning it to oblivion. Despite initial mistrust, they form an alliance. Sol reveals that after the god Vivek vanished, a moonlet began falling toward Vivek City. A Dunmer named Vohan created a soul-cowered Ingenium to keep it aloft. When this machine exploded, it caused the devastating Red Year while throwing Vohan and Sol into Clavicus Vile's realm. There they encountered Umbra, who had stolen power from Vile and helped Vohan build a new Ingenium that became Umbriel. To intercept Umbriel, Sol reopens an inactive Oblivion Gate through a ritual. Their journey through Oblivion is harrowing. Crimson skies, shifting crystalline ground, pools of liquid fire, and Hursen leading werewolves in pursuit. They emerge near the ruins of Vivek City, its cantons broken and partially submerged. Above them, Umbra hovers like a malevolent moon, with corpses rising from the boiling waters, transformed by necromantic power. Life in Umbrio becomes perilous when Chef Toll's forces attack Chin's kitchen. During the chaos, Chin attempts to kill Anaig, but her friend Slyer, a Dunmer woman, saves her. Toll then claims Anaig for his kitchen, valuing her culinary talents. Under Toll's patronage, Anaig rises through Umbrio's hierarchy. He shows her the upper city splendor, emerald lakes, latticed buildings, and colorful gossamer towers, beauty that contrasts sharply with the exploitation below. True success requires making choices without passion or sympathy, he tells her, testing her ambition against her loyalty. Complications arise when a jealous Slyer poisons Anaig, who survives only by quickly creating a stabilizer. Despite this betrayal, she convinces Toll to spare Slyer's life. Meanwhile, Glim implements subtle sabotage in the sump, disrupting water flow and food production to improve conditions for the Skraws. Through Fenna, he learns Anaig survived and establishes communication. They begin planning escape, unaware they're gradually becoming part of Umbrio itself. Sewell and Atrebus are captured and brought before Vuhan in his floating sanctuary. Instead of the monster Sewell described, they encounter an elegant aristocrat with penetrating eyes and refined manners. He reveals that Umbrio exists as a pocket of oblivion maintained within Mundus, a precarious state giving it unique properties. His plan will sever ties to Clavicus Vile, granting him true autonomy. Vuhan offers Atrevis a choice: convince Emperor Titus Med to surrender the Imperial City and receive power beyond mortal understanding, the heroic greatness he's always craved. The price? Sewell's death. As Atrevis deliberates, Sewell summons a bound Dremora, creating enough chaos for their escape into Umbrio's depths. Meanwhile, Colin's investigation into the attack on Atrebus leads him to Latine Arez, a high-ranking official collaborating with Umbrio. Though he finds crucial evidence, a mysterious entity burns Arez's house, destroying much of his discovery. Colin escapes, certain Arez arranged the attack on Atrebus's life, but questioning whether she acted alone or as part of a larger conspiracy. As Umbriel advances toward the Imperial City, Anaig and Glim attempt escape using Flying Tonic, only to discover a crushing truth. They've been physically changed by Umbriel and begin dissolving when trying to leave its influence. "We can't leave," Glim tells her as they weep together. Though he accepts their fate, Anaig resolves to understand what's happening and eventually find a way out, even if they must return to Umbriel for now. Meanwhile, Sol and Atrebus discover Vuhan's plan to use the White Gold Tower to anchor Umbrio permanently to Mundus, freeing himself from Clavicus Vile while continuing to harvest souls across Tamriel. Each character transforms profoundly. Atrebus develops genuine heroism. Anaig and Glim struggle to preserve their identities despite physical changes. Colin questions his role as an instrument of the Empire amid internal corruption. The novel concludes with Umbrio suspended between realms, harvesting souls while moving toward the Empire's heart, a floating city representing more than physical threat, embodying the intersection where boundaries between life and death, mortality and godhood become disturbingly fluid.